Good morning and shalom. This wonderful morning, the Lord has awarded us just to come together and learn from His Word. We are discussing on a very important topic that concerns order during the gathering. Chapter 11, chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 14 all speaks of the same idea or agenda, which is gathering of God's people. In the beginning, we said there's a difference between gathering and assembling. We said gathering can happen when people just come together, but they do not have order. But when people come and they have order, it's no longer called a gathering, it's called an assembly. Assembly is when you are able to connect areas to the right dimensions. We also talked about, and I give an example of information. When you have got information that is not ordered, it's called data. But when you order that data, you get knowledge or insight, because you have interpreted it, you have already put it together where it belongs. Now, here we discovered that the first disorder is it concerns authority. We saw it in chapter 11. It concerns authority. Having the right authority and using the authority that comes from God all the way to the people of God. And God has instituted a world where that order reigns or works. Then we talked about order in the Holy Communion or during taking the Holy Communion, where people... So people are just coming and taking food and drinking and getting drunk in the house of the Lord. Today, we want to see another area where this man of God, Paul, brought order back, and that was the using of the spiritual gifts. We discovered in the beginning, in chapter 1, that the church at Corinth was very rich in spiritual gifts. But unfortunately, it had loose morals. This church was not united. Here Paul is going to be saying that if you have gifts and you are not united, these gifts cannot work, because gifts can only benefit the body when they are united. And so he'll be challenging this group of people, especially from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 11, that gifts must work together to benefit the whole body. And if the church of Jesus, which is the members of the church, are disunited, all have division, they have divisions, this gift cannot benefit them. And that's the key thing that Paul will be talking about here. So he is challenging them and saying, look, if you want to see the best unity, look at God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Oh, this is one God, but in three persons. And each one of them have got some roar in as far as the giftings are concerned. And so he challenges these people to learn the gifts, and he lists all the gifts, or some of the gifts given by the Holy Spirit, because they're the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and what they do in the house of God. But they all come from the Holy Spirit, and they are given to different members of the church. But the Holy Spirit accepts that all the members of the church become a body, so that one body can be able to work together and bring glory to God. So he says, now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. That is the first thing. Some things in the Bible, or some area that Paul talked about, do not be ignorant. When you see the Bible or Paul talking about don't be ignorant, these are areas where the church has been so much ignorant. And one of the area of ignorance, one of the area where the church did not know to do, is about the giftings. And so he reminded them, you know, that when you were pagans, somehow all other, you were influenced by and led astray by mute idols. He reminded them that you were being guided by another control of idols. Now you'll be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus be cursed, says Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. At the unity, God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit work together. Why should the church be disunited in the things of the Spirit, in the spiritual dimension? So Paul is taking the example of the spiritual dimension, Godhead, to explain the unity, the perfect unity that we can learn from. So then he continues from verse 4, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes, but the same Spirit distribute them. Different kinds of spirits, of gifts, different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributing them. Number 2, there are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them, and in everyone, is the same God at work. You see, talk about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit working together for the body of Christ. So the body of Christ cannot be able to disunite because the one giving the gifts is already united. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. I think this is the most important thing, that when the Spirit of God gives a gift, it's not for you. It's for the common good. It's for everyone. Use it for others. So if you don't use it, what happens is that you are going to disadvantage the body, and that is going to cause disorder. So here you discover that some people were taking the gift of the Holy Spirit and they were using it preferably for themselves, thinking for themselves. But he said the gift that now each of the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of his law. He comes now and enumerate, think about 9 manifestations of the gifts, or what we call the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. And he lists all of them, but he says by the same Spirit. That is the unity. That is the order coming from the same Spirit, but they're given to different people. So in the body of Christ. So for them to work together when the Spirit of God is upon the church is that they must be united, and that is the order. So let me just list this one. He says, to one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, number one. To another, a message of knowledge by the means of the same Spirit. To another, by the same Spirit. No, but to another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, miraculous power. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing of between spirits. To another, speaking in different tongues. And still to another, interpretation of tongues. And then they come up to 9. All these are the work of one and the same spirit, and he distributes to each one just as he determines. It's good for us to realize that this is another area where the church at Corinth had a lot of disorder. And Paul comes and says, do not have disorder. We have got all these gifts, but they are meant for the whole body. Do not be ignorant. Lord, help us where we have been ignorant, that we will be able to know the instructions given by the Spirit of God, and we understand the dimension of the Spirit, in Jesus' name.